This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Wednesday fighting was still raging in a key eastern frontline city that a Russian mercenary group earlier said it controlled, as Moscow announced a new military commander in Ukraine.
Зараз держави терористи і пропагандисти намагаються зробити вигляд, нібито якась частина нашого міста Солидару майже повністю зруйнована окупантами міста. Ніби це якийсь здобуток Росії. Вони будуть подавати і вже подають.
Zelensky said the terrorist state and its propagandists are trying to pretend to have achieved some success in Soledar, but he added that the fighting continues. Moscow and Kyiv have said the battle for Soledar has been long and brutal. If the city falls to Moscow's forces, it would mark Russia's first significant territorial gain in Ukraine in months. Threats from China, as well as from North Korea and Russia, are driving the United States and Japan to align diplomatically and militarily in an unprecedented manner. The details from VOA's chief and national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
At the State Department on Wednesday, the defense and foreign ministers of Japan and their U.S. counterparts concurred China represents an unprecedented strategic challenge. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, when asked whether a Chinese invasion of Taiwan might be imminent, replied,
"I seriously doubt that."
U.S. President Joe Biden and Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida are to meet at the White House on Friday. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Brazilian authorities spared no effort Wednesday to boost security in the face of a social media flyer promoting a mega protest to retake power in 24 cities. But less than 10 protesters showed along Rio de Janeiro's Copacabana Beach. There were more journalists in